Okay, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We're up to parak Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Mishan's chayv shtei misos beizdin. If someone did two aveiros, so he's chayv for two separate misos beizdin, nidon bechamura. Meaning, when you have two different people that are chayv in two misos beizdin, and you don't know which is which, so you give them both the kala. But over here, you have two people that are chayv in two different misos. We have one person rather that's chayv in two different misos beizdin. You give them the more severe of the two. Avar aveiros shen's chayv shtei misos. If a person did one aveira, that's chayv two separate misos, meaning a guy slept with his mother-in-law and she happened to have been an Eshes Ish, so he's chayiv for Sreifa because it's his mother-in-law, and Hereg, and Chenek rather, because she's an Eshes Ish, Nidon Bechamura, you give him the more serious of the two, which is the Sreifa. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nidon Bezika Rishona Shaba'a Lav. Now you give him whichever one is the first Isser that was Chal, because then you would say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser on the second one. So if she happened to have been an Eshes Ish before she was his mother-in-law, so then it would be for Eshes Ish. If she was his mother-in-law before she became an Eshes Ish, meaning she got married to a new man after her daughter had gotten married, then you would give her the one for being the mother-in-law. Mishnah Hey, Mishalaka Vishana. If someone did an Avera that is Chayiv Kares and Malkus, and he got Malkus, and then he did that Avera again, and he got Malkus again, so he doesn't get a third set of Malkus if he does it a third time. Bezin Machnisos of the Keeper. Instead, they put him in a jail, and they give him like tiny amounts of food till his stomach shrinks. Umachinos of Saorin at Shakresom is Bakas. And they feed him like animal feed. They give him barley until his stomach falls to pieces and he dies. Hahorig nefesh shelo be'edim. If someone kills someone else without edim, and they know that he did this aveira, but they know that he was a murderer, but they don't have edim to it, or he never got proper asraha, machnisan asol kippah, so you put him in jail, machnisan lechem tzar mayim lachatz, and again, you feed him in such a way that his stomach's going to shrink, and then he's going to die. So we don't do a direct misas beizdin, but we do something that will turn out to be the equivalent of a misas beizdin. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Dalet, we said that if someone is chayiv two separate misas beizdin, you give him the more chamor of the two. If a person did an avera for which he's chayiv two misos, we have a machlokas. Tanakama says give him the more chamor of the two, and Rabbi Yossi says whichever one came first, whichever of the two prohibitions was the first to be chal. And then in Mishnah Hey we said that if someone got malchus twice for the same avera, so and then he does it a third time, so Bezin puts him in jail and feeds him in such a way that's going to kill him. And if someone killed and there were no edim or asra, Bezin will put him in jail in a way again that ultimately is going to kill him. Baz Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav.